streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, live in Los Angeles on a Monday. Absolutely packed NFL playoff set. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong, plenty of both. Joy Taylor, crazy Sunday, crazier Monday beginning. At least your Steelers made it in.
Yes, although the Chargers and Raiders sure wanted to drag Steelers fans to the brink of madness with that game last night. Like, was somebody with this game already?
It's nuts.
It was a great weekend.
Okay, so I want to start the show with the Chargers-Raiders. That's the best football game of the season. That was the best NFL football game of the season. It was crazy. So I'm going to get to something in about 5 minutes, but I want to address Brandon Staley, the overtime timeout. Remember they talked about the overtime timeout? And, oh, did that make the Raiders say, oh, hey, now we're going to go for the win instead of settling for a tie? I don't believe the Raiders ever thought that, because a tie means you face Kansas City. A win, like the Raiders got, and you face Cincinnati. I'd rather face Cincinnati. I'll get to that in 5 minutes. Brandon Staley could be a great coach. He's got three things working against him, and they're all optics. Number one is Justin Herbert is great. 5,000 yards, 67% completion percentage, 98 passer rating, Pro Football Focus top four. So Brandon Staley is the only coach in the NFL with a star quarterback that didn't get hurt but missed the playoffs. Bad optics. Number two, going for it. Your own 18, trailing by three, on the road against Derek Carr, and you have a second-tier defense if you don't get it. Bad optics, you failed. Three, you're a defensive coach. You're 29th in total defense. Most of the defensive coaches in this league, they have issues like New England, but a great defense. Like Miami, but a great defense. Like Denver, but a great defense. Like Washington, but a really good defense. Like Pittsburgh, but a really good defense. You got to master your side of the ball. So let me start with Brandon Staley and the analytics. He's a big analytics guy. I like analytics too, but I believe in manalytics. Do not reduce men to numbers. I'll give you an example. When they went for it, I wouldn't have. Fourth and two at their own 18. Are you considering that you're on the road and your quarterback can't necessarily hear, meaning some of your offensive linemen can't hear and they won't get the push? Do all the Princeton analytic grads, they ever consider that? Ever athletic in their life and actually couldn't hear in a stadium? All the analytic people forget stuff like, oh, God, if we don't make it, we give it to Derek Carr. He doesn't go backwards, so they're going to get some points. They did a field goal, which is how many they lost by. Does anybody ever think about that stuff? Your defense, Chargers defense, is bad. It'd be one thing if I had a great defense and I was facing a terrible quarterback there. And I'm like, yeah, I got Pittsburgh's defense and their quarterback's a backup. I can push them backwards. I'm giving it to Derek Carr with my defense on the road. My offensive guys can't hear, so you're not going to get the push. Like, there's got to be some context for some of this stuff. I know you're all brilliant out there in your analytic world. Did you ever play a game with men, alpha males? Like, fourth and two on the road, the defensive guys are going to get a better push. They can hear. I mean, a lot of this stuff is watch teams on the road. I'd be much less willing to go for it in certain situations based on my players. And Peyton Manning always says this during the Manning cast. Get the points. Watch the drive. You're getting pushed back every third play. Just get points. It feels good. You go to the sidelines. Everybody's in a good mood. So I hated that call. So a lot of this with Brandon Staley is just bad optics. And he doesn't have a winning resume. Again, if Andy Reid did it or Bill Belichick, they'd get some pushback. But when you've never won anything, you got Justin Herbert, you can't make the playoffs. The dysfunctional Raiders, if they beat you, were in the playoffs. You don't have a winning resume. I mean, I can take more big opinions as a popular radio guy than somebody in Iowa doing weekends praying they get another contract. We all know that in life. If your resume is greater and broader and wider and with some success in life, you can withstand skepticism and cynicism and criticism. Brandon Staley, a lot of this stuff's just bad optics for a franchise historically that chokes in big spots. So now it's like, oh, the coach chokes, the franchise chokes. Thank God the kicker was good last night. The other thing is the question about overtime and calling the timeout. And this goes to the bad optics. So Brandon Staley is a defensive coach. And he called a timeout in overtime. And the sense is, oh, he called a timeout in overtime. And because the Raiders got, like, good yardage, the Raiders were going to go for a tie, which I don't think deep down was necessarily what I'd ever want to do, play the Chiefs at Arrowhead more than the Bengals. But here's Brandon Staley about that play.
We needed to get into the right grouping. We felt like they were going to run the ball. So we wanted to get our best 11 personnel run defense in, make that substitution so that we could, you know, get a play where we would deepen the field goal.
Yeah, but here's the problem. As a defensive coach, you called a timeout. You put your best defense on the field, and you still couldn't stop it. So your side of the ball in the biggest part of the season for one play couldn't make it. It's not calling the timeout. If you call the timeout and you stone the Raiders right there, I'm good with it. It's that you call a timeout and you can't fix your defense for 17 weeks. What's been the liability for the Chargers all year? The run defense. The one way to lose with a star quarterback is if you have a lousy run defense and he ends up sitting on the sideline and watching the other quarterback. So again, I don't know if Brandon Staley can coach or not. I don't know. He sounds like a smart guy, and the media loves smart analytic guys. But it's the optics for an organization that whiffs too much in big spots. You don't have a winning resume. The analytics stuff feels much better when Andy Reid does it, doesn't it? Or Nick Saban does it, or Bill Belichick does it. Again, if you're in your career and you're just trying to survive, and let's be honest, we're going to have 8 new coaches have new jobs. You're just trying to survive. You got to consider that too. Well, that's selfish. I'd only be worried. Ask your wife what she thinks. Yeah, occasionally you need to be selfish as a head coach. Got to worry about you. Ask your kids who like their school. They want you to be selfish sometimes. They want dad to have that cool job with the Chargers. You got to think about everything. But this analytic stuff, this idea that you don't consider, I'm handing the ball if we fail on this fourth down to Derek Carr. I'm handing this to their running game, which in the last month has been on fire. To their kicker that doesn't miss. Darren Waller is healthy. We're on the road. My defense, if I give it up and don't make it, my defense can't stop the run. You're not going to consider any of that stuff. The fact that you don't have a winning resume. That sometimes it's just safer for the locker room going into half sometimes, depending on the situation, to just get the points. I mean, are we going to live in a world now where context doesn't matter? I got six kids. Context is everything. They're all different. I know the parenting book says this and the parenting book says that. Yeah, but when they're screaming in the car on a four-hour road trip, pull over, get them popsicles. I know it's a sugar high, but it makes them happy until the road trip ends. Sometimes you do what you got to do. You don't go for it there. You don't call a timeout there. I mean, again, the analytics say, I know what I say this morning. You're out of the playoffs and the Raiders are in. And the Raiders don't feel as analytically driven to me. I don't know. It's just me. But God, if I have to hear it again, the analytics say this and the analytics say that. What do the men in your locker room say? What does your defense look like? Are they tired? Does your defense, can they stop the run? Are you at home or on the road? When Justin Herbert's doing this the whole game, he can't hear. I'm going to be less willing to go for it on fourth. I don't care what the slide ruler guys say. And I don't know if Brandon Staley can coach. Maybe he's great. But he's out of the playoffs. And an interim coach is in. I never hear anything about the interim coach's analytics. That's all I know. I don't hear anything about it. Total chaos. They're in. All right, Brian Flores out, Dolphins coach. Shocked? Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Except for one thing. It's the Dolphins. So I'm not totally shocked. I want you to take the telescope and turn it for this. Everybody in the media. I can't believe it. Unbelievable. This is terrible. I can't believe it. I think most of the time you come to me for some clarity, let me offer some. It's the best thing that ever happened to Brian Flores. You can't win in this league with Tua big time. Look who's in the playoffs right now. Derek Carr, Tom Brady, Matt Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray. Folks, Josh Allen. I mean, it's look around. Look around. I mean, I'm not even a huge Dak Prescott fan, but he's B+, and some days like Saturday, he's A. So you're not going to win in this league long term with Tua. And it looks like Chris Greer, who drafted him, is more of a Tua fan, according to reports now coming up, than Matt Flores is. Matt Flores is the guy that's, you know, he looks around and goes, let's see, I used to be with New England. We had Brady. They won Super Bowls. Then he went to Tampa, and they win Super Bowls. And now Bill Belichick has Mac Jones, and I just beat him, and they're not winning Super Bowls. It's not hard to figure out. He was going to get fired in Miami because everybody in this league gets fired who doesn't have a star quarterback. Everybody. Mike Zimmer's a good coach. He's out of work. Fangio is one of the two or three best defensive minds in football. He's out of work. Brian Flores is a great coach, but I think he'll upgrade. And I think Brian Flores is wildly respected. I think anybody who pays attention knows when you win as many games as he has won, back-to-back winning seasons with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tua, there is no doubt he can coach. But not all firings are the same. Sometimes a dysfunctional organization, like the Dolphins who haven't won a playoff game in 21, 22 years. Sometimes when they let you go, it validates you. It's like, oh, they really don't know what they're doing. And this morning, the Miami Dolphins really don't know what they're doing. Brian Flores does. They got to pay him some money. He should head to the beach, hang out, watch the playoffs, and be very, very, very picky. He should be very, very, very picky. My only criticism of coaches like Brian Flores sometimes, they get impatient. They think, oh, I'm never going to get another job. No, you're going to get another job. You're going to get a really good job. Just make sure, like the Raiders, you get Derek Carr, if that's open. Just be patient. Sit around. By the way, 2 weeks ago, I told Joy on the show, I said, there's only like three coaches going to get fired. This morning, what are we up to, six? Joe Judge is interviewing. Matt Rule's interviewing. Could be eight. So every 4 years, this league turns over every coach. Every single one. Take a deep breath. Money's not an issue. You're totally respected. And now you'll land in a better place. Maybe a place that's won a playoff game in 22 years with a quarterback with more range, size, less injuries. Not a knock on Tua. It's the reality of the NFL. Look who's into the playoffs and look who's not. There's only one team in the league that has a star quarterback that didn't get hurt that's it, not in. Justin Herbert. Chargers. That's it. And we're all crushing his coach today. So I think you have to just take a deep breath on this. Not all firings are the same. This is a really smart guy and a really good coach, and he's winning a bunch of games against Belichick and Josh Allen. And it's not like it's a bad division. There's like the best coach ever and maybe the best pure quarterback talent in the league. And he is stringing together win after win after win after win with a little guy with an average arm who doesn't move around, who's been hurt multiple times. Like, I look at this and I'm like, if I'm his agent, I'm like, bro, it's the best favor anybody ever did. There are millions of Americans over the course of years and year. Every year, there's hundreds of thousands of Americans who are let go or fired. I mean, look what the pandemic did. And how many of you in the pandemic went, hell, I like working at home better anyway. How many people in America went into early retirement? They just needed a push, a shove. And they're like, we got enough money. I don't want to go back to that big cubicle. How many people in America were like, you know, I like working at home more. I get more done at home and I can have coffee when I want and I don't have to. This is a great opportunity for an excellent young coach to upgrade. Feel bad for him when I heard it. And then I thought, yeah, what? This is his last job? You got to be kidding me. I would hire, if I own the Raiders, I would hire Brian Flores today. With all due respect to the interim guy, because maybe he earned a job too. He did a great job. If you want to give the interim guy the coach, great. If not, I got two guys I want to talk to, Harbaugh and Brian Flores. He'll be fine. My guess is he'll be in a better space than the current Dolphins GM in 4 years.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Hall of Famer Jimmy Johnson is around the corner. By the way, Manscaped currently offering their Performance Package 4.0, a complete grooming kit to start the new year. 20% off, free shipping. Go to manscaped.com. Code is heard. Good stuff. Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Brian Flores was not the only head coach let go following the regular season. The Broncos have parted ways with Vic Fangio on Sunday morning after three seasons with the team. The Bears also fired Matt Nagy, as well as GM Ryan Pace. And the Vikings also fired their head coach, Mike Zimmer, and GM Rick Spielman. So there are now six head coaching jobs open, including the Raiders and Jags, who parted ways with their coaches during the season.
Right.
So you have the Broncos, Dolphins, Bears, Vikings, Raiders, and Jacksonville. And there are quite a few options on the table for candidates for these jobs, way more available and ready than there are jobs available. So you have Leslie Frazier, Todd Bowles, Raheem Morris, Dennis Allen, Vance Joseph, Dan Quinn, Matt Eberflus, Brian Daboll, Byron Leftwich, Eric Bieniemy, Josh McDaniels, Nathaniel Hackett, Kellen Moore. There's also Doug Peterson. Jim Caldwell's been mentioned for jobs. And now Jim Harbaugh's name has been mentioned as well.
I think it is an absolutely great year for candidates. And by the way, Joy, in most instances, the coaches all got fired for one similar thing. None of them have star quarterbacks. It's really hard to win in this league. It was always hard to win in this league without a Troy Aikman or a Bradshaw or a Dan Fouts. It was always hard. Now with all the rule changes, it's virtually impossible to get in if you're average or B minus C plus at quarterback.
No, you basically have to be B plus or above.
And then you have to be A
at something else.
At many other things.
Yeah, I mean, I don't agree with all of these firings. Obviously not the Coach Flores firing. I'm with you on Mike Zimmer. My question for some of these teams when they move on from coaches that we know can coach, but
yes,
obviously can't get past
That's right.
the next level, is do you believe that you can find a candidate that can make Kirk Cousins better than Kirk Cousins is? Because Kirk Cousins is the issue there, right? Like, well, we all agree, you know, they probably could use a few pieces here and there. Everyone could always get better.
Yeah.
But the issue is Kirk Cousins has a ceiling. So do you believe there's a person walking the earth that can make Kirk Cousins that much better than Kirk Cousins is? Because that's the question to me when they move off of coaches. I like to look at teams that are consistent with their coaches. For example, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are obviously a major outlier.
Right.
But when you have a culture, when you have a coach that you know is good at something, like Vic Fangio or Mike Zimmer, or Brian Flores, what is the value of moving off of that coach if there's not a person that can elevate
the most
important position that you have?
Yeah.
Like, is there a person out there that can make Tua into Joe Burrow?
Nope. So you at least know you have Brian Flores,
right,
who's a great defensive coach. So you know he's a great coach. Do you think he would be better if he had Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow?
Right. Like, that's my question. It's why when people talk about, like, the Steelers slipping into, you know, this deep, dark hole, like, no. Mike Tomlin had a winning season with Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges.
Yeah.
All you need is the guy.
Yeah.
I'd rather be here and get the guy and then go up than be here because I'm constantly turning things over, trying to find somebody who can fix someone who cannot be fixed.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to get some news about the hire. I should actually add Brian Flores to that list as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of candidates. So Ben Roethlisberger's career isn't over. Speaking of Mike Tomlin, the Steelers beat the Ravens 16-13 in overtime yesterday to keep their playoff hopes alive.
It's the hardest watch in the league. They throw... Why they throw 44 times, I'll never know. And they never throw beyond the line of scrimmage. They lead the world in like 3-yard hitches, and it's a tough watch.
But it works. It's sort of. They're in the playoffs, but they are, thanks to the Raiders and Chargers game not ending in a tie. I will say I was not concerned about this ending in a tie until the game started getting later and later. And I was like, wait a minute. Are they really going to do this? Like, not so much to keep Pittsburgh out of the playoffs, because look, like, they snuck in. But it just would have been a conspiracy theory conversation for years to come that they ended in a tie. But they did get the last spot in the AFC playoff picture. And we'll head to Kansas City to face the Chiefs in the wild card round. But one more game for Ben Roethlisberger. T.J. Watt also tied Michael Strahan's single season sack record.
Boy, he's great.
At 22.5. He's an incredible player. And Mike Tomlin actually loosened up a little bit. Did you see him dancing in the locker room afterwards?
I didn't. I saw the video, but I was looking at is this him?
Is that Maya?
You know, you got to get in with the social media.
There we go.
I love it. Mike Tomlin is, he's such an amazing personality. Well, they're 12.5-point underdogs against the Chiefs, according to Fox Bet, Sunday at 8:15 Eastern. So, all the Colts had to do was go and beat Jacksonville, right?
This is, you know, I love the Colts. I love everything.
I thought of you. I was looking forward to your thoughts on this game.
I'm going to give
that. Jacksonville came out and played spoiler. They held the league rushing champ Jonathan Taylor to 77 yards, sacked Carson Wentz 6 times, 2 turnovers that turned into 10 points. Trevor Lawrence played the best game of his rookie season, 23 of 32, 223 yards and 2 touchdowns in the 26-11 win.
This is not college football. Jacksonville beat Buffalo and Jacksonville beat the Colts. This is really hard. These coaches, these players. I mean, Jacksonville's defensive front won the day over a top 3-0 line. Won the day from the first snap.
As bad as it was for the Colts, I did feel good for Jacksonville because they've had a really horrible season.
So did I.
Trevor Lawrence has had a tough go his rookie year. I mean, yeah, the fans coming to the game in clown costumes, like, this is, to your point, these are still professionals. Like, even if you're the worst team in the league, you can go out any day and beat anybody. All the Colts had to do was win this game, and they're in the playoffs, and they weren't able to do it. And we're stopped. Like, we're dominated in this game. So I felt good for Jacksonville. Obviously didn't mean anything in the course of their season, but a nice way for them to end it at least, and there will be some serious conversations about what the Colts need to do moving forward. Wentz was 17 of 29, 185 yards, 1 interception, 1 fumble, 1 touchdown. Was a rough day for the Colts.
Yeah, good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
Well, I get him a handful of times a year, and I always love it. And he's a good soldier for doing this because he's been at home recently, dealt with a little Omicron. His dogs are sick, and he's got a toothache. But Jimmy Johnson, nonetheless, is joining us live. Coach, you're a good guy for doing this because I know you've had better days in your life. So I want to.
There are a lot of people out there got it worse than me. But I'll be at the dentist here in about an hour.
So I want the analytic thing. I always say I call it manalytics. I like some of it, but right. I don't want to reduce my players to code or numbers. And so this go for it on 4th and 2 at your own 18, my takeaway is, so if I don't get it, I give it to Derek Carr at home with a running game and Darren Waller. I'm just giving points up. How do you view it?
Hey, Bill Belichick and I have talked about this at length. And you know, you've got to take into consideration how good your team is, how good they are at stopping the run, how good they are on short yardage, the weather, on and on. And you got to look at risk and reward. On your own 18, the reward might be, hey, you might make another first down, you might get a little bit better field position, but you're probably not going to score.
That's right.
The risk, if you don't make it, they're going to score. You know, and so you got to look at risk and reward on any decision like this.
Yeah, I think that's really smart. Jimmy, that's the smartest way I've ever heard it put. The truth is, even with Justin Herbert and those weapons, if you get the first down, you score on about a third, especially on the road when you can't hear. So the upside is at best, statistically, maybe a field goal. They're lucky they got out.
Yeah, you got to take that into consideration on your decision. You can't just look at a number or a computer and say, hey, go for it. It's fourth down. It doesn't work that way. It's a crutch for some coaches.
Yeah. So I like Brian Flores. The Dolphins drive me nuts. Dave Wonstadt's a buddy of ours. And Wonstadt, you know, he always laughed. He said, you know, my first 4 years at Miami, I had as good a record as Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh. They don't fire coaches. Right. Miami does. What do you make of the firing?
I like Brian Flores. I like him as a person. I think he's a good football coach. You know, they've had their struggles with the Dolphins, but I don't know that this is the answer to bring in somebody different. You know, they have struggled at the quarterback position with Tua. I think you can probably win with Tua, but you got to be really great around him.
Yeah. So you left Miami for the Dallas Cowboys, and at the time they were a mess. So Jim Harbaugh, like you, he's got Michigan going. The recruiting's going real well. He just won the Big Ten, Jimmy, and he's looking at the NFL. What would be the advice you would give him? Because he's doing well. He's probably never had a better Michigan team. And a lot of these openings in the NFL, Jimmy, they don't have very good quarterbacks. What would be the advice?
I would give him the same advice, but he knows. He's been in the league before, so he knows. But I told Butch Davis when Butch was trying to decide whether or not to leave, you know, University of Miami and go to Cleveland or not. I said, Butch, you know, don't think that you're going to go to Cleveland and everything's going to fall into place like it happened with us with the Cowboys. I said, you know, you can go up to Cleveland and coach 2 or 3 years and get fired, get a good big paycheck, and go back to college. And that's exactly right. What happened.
Yeah.
I mean, really, coaching in professional football, it's a tough business. And if you don't have the right personnel, if you don't have the right front office, I'm not too sure your talent evaluator isn't better and more important than your coach. Your talent evaluator and a guy that can acquire talent, that's what makes good coaches. Now, there's a lot of coaches out there. You know, they're their own talent evaluator.
Right.
But that's not the situation in every franchise.
So here's what worries me. The Cowboys look great against the NFC East. They're 6-0. And I mean, they bulldoze these teams, but they're 6-5 against everybody else. And I gotta tell you, this morning when I watched the Niners, I like the Niners. I like the way they match up. I like the way they're playing, Jimmy. I think it's a tough matchup for Dallas.
I think it's a tough matchup, too. I know the Cowboys are favored, you know, there at home. But San Francisco looked really, really good. And they're a physical football team. They can run the football. They play outstanding defense. You know, their defensive line, you know, can overpower you. They're an impressive football team. It'll be a great one to watch, you know, because, you know, the Cowboys have got the talent to do it. If the Cowboys play as well as they're capable of playing, they can win the game, you know, they're at home. But they haven't, you know, I don't know how many teams in this league have been consistent throughout the year. And we talk about it on Fox NFL Sunday. I said, who do you trust? You know, as soon as you start trusting the team, you know, they lay an egg. it's really been a tough year. It's been a crazy year. You know, there hasn't been 2 or 3 dominant teams that have just gone through the schedule. You look at the number one seeds right now with Tennessee, here they lose Derrick Henry, and yet, you know, they're going to have a bye the first week. Green Bay, they laid a couple of eggs. You know, so it's going to be a fun playoff time to watch all these teams play.
You know, Jimmy, years ago, I remember reading something about college basketball and March Madness, that there was no correlation by how well you were playing in the last 2 weeks in the tournament. It didn't matter. It was like some teams were cold and got hot. In the NFL, Arizona, I like them. They're struggling. And yet 49ers, I don't want any part of them. Did you find in your career that you could take anything from your last couple regular season games and that it equated to any momentum at all in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think momentum is important. It's important as far as the confidence of your team. Obviously, the 49ers coming off that win after being down 17-0, you know, they're going to go into this first round of the wild card as a confident football team. So I think it helped on your confidence. The only thing that the variable there is if you're resting players and to protect them, you know, and you don't play quite as well. So you got to take that into account if you're not playing your best players. But if you're playing your best players and you have a game like you had, you know, with the 49ers against the Rams, you go into the playoffs confident.
Jimmy Johnson, the Hall of Famer, joining us. Jimmy, the Raiders' job is interesting because they don't have one of the more affluent owners. They have Derek Carr, and they have some nice offensive pieces. But there's always been this sense it's a little bit chaos. But I think in the NFL, the Derek Carr component makes it a good job. I can win with Darren Waller, Derek Carr, right. Hunter Renfrow, Jacobs. I would take that job over all of them because of Derek. Here's my question. They played really darn well the last month with an interim coach, a special teams guy, and whatever he did, it worked. And I don't know what it is, Jimmy. If you ran the Raiders, would you give it to this guy or would you go big name and former coach? What would you do if you were the Raiders this morning?
I would think long and hard about, you know, keeping Rich as your head coach. He actually called me a couple of weeks ago. We talked. I was actually on the boat fishing, so I put it back in idle and nearly ran out of fuel because I talked for about an hour and a half. But we talked at length and, he just wanted to get some ideas on, you know, his first opportunity to be the head coach, et cetera, et cetera. I was extremely impressed. The job that he has done with all the adversity that they've got there, I think he's done a heck of a job. And without question, I would give him first look. But, you know, some of these owners, you know, they want to go for the sexy name.
Yeah.
Some of those sexy names have fallen by the wayside. Rich has proven that he can do the job.
Yeah.
So without question, I would give him a long look.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. All right, Jimmy, now I know you got a toothache and you bared through this thing. You're a tough guy.
I just wanted to say one thing because, you know, somebody had mentioned you wanted to talk to me about records. You know, and that's a pet peeve of mine.
What's that?
Is records. You know, these players having records. You know, they set a record for this, so they set a record for that. Yeah, hey, the only record that means anything, Colin, is how many Super Bowls did you win? How many playoffs did you win? How many games did you win? You know, sometimes these records, just like, TJ Watt, you know, he tied Michael Strahan's record for sacks.
Yeah.
Well, both of them, you know, they play the run as well as play the pass, you know, rushing the passer. I remember there was a defensive end, you know, for Tampa back years ago, all he did is run up the field. He couldn't play the run in a heartbeat, you know, but he had a bunch of sacks. Well, so some of the records, you know, some of these guys, they throw for a lot of touchdowns. But as soon as they get in the playoffs against a good football team, they throw a lot of interceptions, which we saw yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, so some of these records, you know, really, they don't go with me at all. The only record that means anything, it's a team game. How many Super Bowls did you win? How many playoffs did you win? How many games did you win? It's a team game.
No, totally agree on that. There are sports like baseball, historically, records mean more. You know, there's a lot of individual home run records and stolen base records. Baseball tends to be a record sport. To me, as a fan, football's wins and losses. That's all I care about.
That's it. That's it.
That's
the only record you ought to pay attention to.
I couldn't tell you today if you said... If you gave me 8 options for how many touchdown passes Tom Brady has, I wouldn't be within 150. I can tell you how many home runs Babe Ruth hit. So that's the reality.
Right.
Baseball records matter.
I'll give you two examples. Two of my best buddies, Terry Bradshaw and Troy Aikman. You know, Terry would have games. He'd only throw the ball about 15 times. But his team won, you know, 4 Super Bowls, and he was MVP on 2 or 3 of them. And, you know, Troy Aikman, if I'd have thrown the ball every down with Troy Aikman, hey, he would have had huge numbers. You know, but because of the style of play of what we did to try to win the game, he was able to win three Super Bowls.
Yeah, totally agree. Jimmy, great seeing you. Get those teeth fixed. I want you to go get your teeth
fixed. Get the tooth.
And get your dogs right.
Get my dogs well. That's what's important.
Sounds like a country song. Fix your cavities and dogs. All right, Jimmy, take care.
Okay.
Yeah, there is a lot of talk. You know, I got nothing against baseball is a record sport. It really does matter. That's why you can remember all the numbers. I couldn't tell you anything about Peyton Manning's records, and I watched 99% of his games. I just don't care. It's all about W's. I think Jimmy's point on analytics is right. When you go for it in your own 18 and you get it, it's just a first down. It doesn't mean anything. You're still 70 yards from a touchdown or 80. Like, that's where the analytic people whiff. What you get, if you have 14 possessions in the game, you score on four. All right, you got a first down. It's not like you got a first down at the 50, where you need one more first down for a field goal. Or you got a first down at the 11, and one more first down, you're in the end zone. You get a first down at the 18, you're at the 20. There's no perspective on any of this stuff.
Well, numbers don't have a soul, right? Like, there's nuance to the game.
Not to analytic people in the NBA. It's all threes. Shoot threes.
There's outside factors. There's weather. There's fans. There's in-game injuries.
When I see Justin Herbert doing this for the game, it's telling you, it's harder here. It's harder. There are environments in which it's like, it's windier. It's harder. I can't hear. That means often you won't get the push on fourth down.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you won't have great success. But sometimes it's very hard to get a push.
You have to have a perspective on the situation while you're using analytics.
You just can't open a book and go, it's like anything. There's probably an analytics on how to be a perfect parent. Send your kid to a prep school, then Princeton, and then it's just like, oh, I'm sure it. And then
well, that's what I'm saying. And the numbers don't have a soul. There are layers to how things play out. There's a whole other part of the universe that can't be calculated. That's why you have to take into consideration your analytics with your personnel and the situation.
Calling right, calling wrong, top of next hour.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
All right, great to have you in. So if I just gave you four parameters and I said, there's a football team out there that has four things. Really, really clever offensive coach in 2021-22. A quarterback who's won playoff games and is a veteran. Super physical team, both sides of the ball. And they've got some really, really good weapons. That's a playoff team. That's the Niners. The Pittsburgh Steelers don't feel like a playoff team. Nothing against Ben, but they don't. The Saints almost got in. They don't feel like a playoff team. I mean, they've had four quarterbacks. The Niners yesterday, they matched up with Green Bay. They had Green Bay beat. They swept the Rams. They beat the Bengals. They beat Philadelphia. They beat multiple playoff teams. And they've really got all the boxes checked. And I'll say this about Jimmy Garoppolo. I know he drives you all nuts and none of you like him, but I've said it 1,000 times and I'll say it again. He's the opposite of Kirk Cousins. He's better in primetime games. He's better with 2 minutes left. He's better with no timeouts. I don't know if it's just because he doesn't overthink it. He lets it rip. But that 88 yards, five plays, was so Jimmy Garoppolo. And you've all hated on him for years, and I always go back to it. This sport is about big moments. That's who's got Super Bowl rings. Jimmy in big moments, and I know y'all point to the Super Bowl, they led Mahomes for three quarters. They led the best offense on the planet for three quarters. It's not just missing on that deep throw. Brady's had pick sixes in Super Bowls. It's not perfect. Mahomes was bad for the first three quarters of that Super Bowl. But this is what a playoff team looks like. They look like San Francisco. Physical travels. I think they'll beat Dallas. I think physical teams travel. You can play at home and on the road. Pretty teams are good at home. Green Bay's good at home. Would Green Bay historically be as good on the road? If you look at their playoff record, they're not. They're pretty. And San Francisco's not. That's why Tennessee is a nightmare to play. I think if you get Kansas City can do both. They can play physical or not physical. But you look at these teams like Tennessee, Philadelphia is going to be an interesting team in the playoffs, although I think they're limited in their passing game. And San Francisco, this is what playoff teams look like. good coaches, physical teams, can do multiple things well. They've got weapons, and they have a quarterback who's had a Tannehill or a Garoppolo. They've won playoff games. That matters, by the way. It matters. They've won playoff games. By the way, I don't have a ton of time on this, so I don't want to spend a lot of time right now on it. But Georgia-Bama play tonight for the national championship. And I like Alabama to win because, first of all, everybody says you can't beat a good team twice. Nonsense. We had over 30 times this year where an NFL team beat an NFL team twice. Okay, in a league where Jacksonville beat Buffalo and the Colts, everybody can play in the NFL. Teams beat teams twice all the time. In college football since 2000, teams have beaten bowl teams 36 times or 38 times. So here's what it comes down to for me. It's real simple. Not only do I get the best coach and the better quarterback, you tell me on a neutral field where average quarterbacks have beaten Nick Saban. Joe Burrow beat him on a neutral field. Deshaun Watson beat him on a neutral field. Trevor Lawrence beat him on a neutral field. I mean, Nick can lose on the road. Texas A&M, Auburn through the years. He can lose to great quarterbacks, Cam Newton. He does not lose neutral field games to average quarterbacks. Stetson Bennett's an average quarterback. Not do I get the better coach and the better quarterback. Find the losses on a neutral field for Nick Saban to average quarterbacks. Find them. Find one. It doesn't happen. Bama wins. Calling right, calling wrong next.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit Slack.com to get started.